Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we're going to have a great show. Now, it looks like we already have a couple callers here in the queue. But for those of you that are getting a little confused about the description part of the show page for this episode, for those of you that want to call into the show and ask your single question, the phone number to call in is 619-789-6807. Okay, wishing everyone out there this great afternoon, a wonderful day, and brightest blessings to everyone. For those of you that are calling in that would like to ask your question, also you may want to push the number one button after calling in to ensure that your hand is raised in the queue, and that alerts me that you want to ask a question, that you're not just listening in. Okay, now here's the format, everyone. It's going to be one question per caller. And as I bring you on air, you need to state your name, where you're calling from, and then go right into your question. Right before we start taking callers here momentarily, we have an announcement about the great specials on our website at howpsychic.com, where you can get a private reading and scheduling with myself at the best possible rates out there. You have the 30-minute special going on for a 30-minute reading with myself at $8. Then you have a one-hour special. Regular price is $21.95, set down to a flat rate of $15. And we also have some other great specials on the website at howpsychic.com. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our callers now. Our first caller is area code 626. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
For the most part, I was right. I mean, everybody starts waiting for the next.
Hello, caller. By area code 626, first three digits, 592. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, I'm sorry, caller. We cannot hear you here.
Hello?
Okay, you there?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. My name is Amaka, and I'm calling from California. And I wanted to know if you see me. I had got a job, but I got laid off within almost 2 weeks. Wanted to see if you see me coming, getting another anytime soon.
Okay. Give me one moment to try and tune in here for you and see what comes through. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first thing that I do see is, yes, you will get another position somewhere else sometime soon. We're getting anywhere between the 20th and about the 26th of this month, okay? So that seems to be just a bit over a week from now, but I am seeing that within this month. I feel that you need to put your feelers out there a little bit more broadly, okay? Mm-hmm. But I do feel something good pulling through, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Thanks for calling in, and you have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller now is going to be area code 631. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Don. I'm calling from Long Island, New York. And I was just interested. I have my own business, and one of my locations has gotten very slow lately, and I was just wondering if it's going to come back around or what I should be doing.
Okay, Don. Now, let me ask you this. What line of business are you in here?
I own two Cash for Gold stores.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. This month is a bit out, but it will bounce back somewhere around the first couple of weeks of March. Okay? I'm feeling that March is a time period where you may be able to just save the business instead of having to write that off.
Okay.
All right. So thanks for calling in. Wish you the best. And for any more information, you can always visit the website. All right. Now we're moving right along here. We're going to the next caller with area code 540. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Andrew. I'm calling from sunny Florida, actually. And actually, it's my birthday today. 27.
Well, happy birthday.
Right on.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I feel as though I have reached a plateau. And I've been on this flat line for quite some time. How do I move past
that? Yes,
it's
been at least 3 years.
Yeah, how do you move?
Well, first of all, what I'm feeling here is, you know, you have tried just about everything. You've gone through the positive manifestation and thought process. You pretty much exhausted your resources, okay? Now, Florida is all wonderful, and I think that there are parts of Florida that can still be good, but I'm seeing that you are in a energetic patch of location that is preventing you from being able to move forward. Now, this does not mean that you have not tried to move before, but it seems every time you move, you end up with another bad patch, okay? My suggestion to you, the one place I feel you should be around the most is either Hollywood, Florida, or try Miami, okay? Those are the two places that I'm psychically feeling will call you better into a more perpetual source of energy that can benefit you.
Okay, yeah, that perpetual energy sounds nice.
Okay, wonderful. But one of the things I want you to do is I want you to try and just do ritual cleansings, cut and clear yourself from the past, because a bit of that past is still following you around, even though you're not intentionally trying to bring it with you. Okay?
Okay, right on.
All right.
So it's not just the location thing, it's still a mindset.
Yeah, it's not just the location thing, it's an energy thing. But you would be more suited for a private reading with myself to give you some further assistance with that. And you could check that out at our website.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, once more, our website is howpsychic.com. And we have some great specials going on there. Now we're going to go right to our next caller here, and we have area code 347. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jordan. I'm calling from Las Vegas. My question is about my health. I want to know the results that I just did for a test, will they come out pretty good or would it be bad results?
Okay, let's see here. And I need to, okay, what kind of test did you say this was? Because I'm not picking up on this one very clearly.
Well, it was blood work done.
Okay, blood work. Okay, that's all I need to know. Give me one moment. I'm going to try and tune in here. Take a little bit longer to tune in with this one.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, we're in the clear. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing an open, sort of like an open field. Okay. So, in fact, there's going to be a warning attached. Like, okay, you need to be careful, whatever. But I'm not feeling any imminent bad news here. Okay. I'm feeling like, if anything, there's a slight scare, but it's okay. There's nothing, you know, horribly wrong.
Yeah, the first time I did it was a scare, I hope. So this time I'm hoping that it won't be the
same
results.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that would be what I'm seeing, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you. All right, next caller for today is going to be brought on here just momentarily. But for those of you calling in that would like to ask a question, please raise your hand by pushing the number 1 on your touch-tone phones. All right, next caller for today is area code 253. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, it's Holly from Seattle. And
hey,
I'm just,
Holly, how are you doing?
Good. I haven't listened to Blog Talk in a while, and I just looked, and there you were.
Of course. Well, you're normally on my nighttime shows.
Yeah. I'm just worried about, like, I rented a unit to a tenant, and she's really not paying her deposit. And I'm just wondering, I'd like to give people a chance, but should I just cut my losses and evict her?
Okay, Holly. You know what? This one, I'm always giving you good news, honey, but you know me. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you like it is, good or bad. You need to get rid of her because this one, she's fighting. She's given that hesitation, and you don't want that later down the road with her either, even if this one gets resolved for the time being. Okay. So I feel that right now you need to approach her with an ultimatum. You need to say, hey, look, I need you to either straighten this out with me and have the money to me for the deposit by such and such time and give her a week. You know, a week is plenty of time. She's had plenty of time already. And say, otherwise, I'm going to have to start the eviction process.
Yeah, I tried that already.
Okay. Then what you need to do is if she does not meet that timeline, you start the eviction process, okay?
Yeah. All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome, Holly. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, and for those of you out there and listening, we have some great specials on the website. We have a 30-minute reading set to $8. That's on sale for a 38% off. We also have a 32% off of the one-hour reading at $15 flat. We have some other great specials and services available through our website at howpsychic.com. So please check it out. That is howpsychic.com. All right, we have another caller here in queue. Not sure if they're trying to call in to get a question answered or not, but I'm going to go ahead and try here. Caller by area code 818. Hello, you are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. I was enjoying listening to your program. It's Diane from California, and I like
listening. Oh, hey, Diane.
Hi. Hi. You always have great I never knew you were on in the morning, so I got lucky.
Well, this is the actual first show that I'm going to be doing in a series of shows now in the morning rather than my regular nighttime show, okay? And this show, I'm going to try it out for a little while, see how it goes, and looks good already, getting off to a great start, as you can tell.
Oh, absolutely.
And this will be pretty cool. But I'm really happy you're listening in. It's good now that we have two people that have listened to our other shows.
Oh, that's so cool. I know. Holly's the best. Can I ask a question as long as I have you on?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So, there's a gentleman that we've just had a great platonic relationship, and I'm wondering if he has pulled away from it and feels maybe there's no benefit to it. And
Okay.
And that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm feeling like he's just taking a break right now. I don't think he's viewed it quite that way yet, or that he will. But I feel there's a little bit of a break. I feel that right now this one's trying to get some breathing room. And I think it's nervousness, and I think it's a little anxiety. You know, it seems to be tied to other issues as well. But it appears to me that they come back within a matter of 2-3 days.
Wow. Interesting. Oh, okay. Okay, and so I love that. Thank you. That's
all
wonderful.
Right. Well, thank you, hon, and you have a great day.
Thank you again, Adam, for being so giving of all of this.
Not a problem.
Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that is absolutely wonderful, everyone. Okay, so we have 29 minutes on the clock. We might go ahead and end a little bit early, but what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a chance to tune in and to call in, anybody else that might be out there to ask a question. And in the meantime, we're going to listen to some music by the CD entitled Oneness by the artist Zarina. Beautiful artist, one of the artists that I know personally, and this next song is called Angels, The Angel Smile. It's track number 3. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. And for those of you that would like to call into today's show and ask a single question, please use the number 619-789-6807. Call in now to ask your questions about love, financial, or health, or many other topics. #1 to raise your hand in the queue so we know to take you on air. Okay, it looks like we have a caller here. If you want to, I'm going to try and bring you on air, and if you want to ask her a single question, what you're going to do is you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Now, I'm not sure if you're going to try and ask a question here or not. I don't see your hand raised. But you are area code 626. You are live and on air.
Oh, hi. I was on the call here earlier.
Okay. Well, you dropped out of queue and then you came back, so that confused
me
a little bit. All right. Well, thank you for calling in and listening. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay?
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, next caller is area code 602. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I was just trying to find out if you see anything as a way of work for me in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Actually, the 25th to about the 27th, okay? And that's going to be here within February. I'm feeling that timeline as a very auspicious timeline in which you're going to find something significant, okay? You're going to have an offer. You're going to have something smaller come through before that. It's not going to be anything significant enough to help you out in the direction that you're looking to go in, okay, financially. And I feel that what comes in before that is just not worth your time. But between the 25th and the 27th is where you get the offer that you need, okay? That's the timeline in which the job or the career path will come in for you that will be most beneficial for you for the time being. And that's the one you should go with. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? This doesn't mean you just need to sit back or do nothing. A lot of people, you know, in this career, we tell people what's coming, and then they just sit back and they don't do anything because they're like, oh, okay, it's coming, you know. But you got to keep out there. You got to keep putting that energy out there, looking and searching and doing whatever you're doing, because the universe sees that and it brings you the reward. But if you just sit back and you don't do anything, the universe is going to say, well, if you're not doing anything, I'm not going to do anything, you know?
Yes.
I know that you're a very motivated person, so I want you to stay on that track because I can sense you're on the right level.
Okay. Do you know what I do? I mean, do you have any clue?
Well, I'm seeing that you help people. Okay, and I'm not seeing that it's like a conventional job here. What exactly is it that you do?
I do everything. We remodel homes. If we see somebody that needs something, we do it. You know, I help my mother out. She's disabled. We've recently been remodeling smoke shops.
Okay, that's cool.
And now we have a friend that actually kind of needs us a lot. And we've been doing stuff for him, but it doesn't pay quite as well as a job.
That's interesting. Well, you know what? That's certainly out of the norm. It's a little bit different, but, you know, there's a calling for everything in this world, and that's pretty awesome. So I feel that you will succeed with that. You need to maybe broaden the horizons a little bit as far as what you're doing for advertisement, because right now it all seems to be word of mouth. Word of mouth is good, but it can only bring you so far. Okay?
That's true. We are doing very well with word of mouth, though. It is, but it's not like you said, where I want to be financially, where I can stand up and say, hey, I need a new car and get it. You know?
Yeah. And it can be. You just have to, you know, word of mouth is good. I don't think you should throw that out the window. You should keep that, but you need to also employ other methods of advertisement, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we're going to wish everyone out there a namaste, love, light, and a good day. But we're going to go ahead and end the show here just about 19 minutes early. And it seems that We had a great start to our now daily shows. They will be on, you know, just about every day, maybe not every single day, but almost every day, in the morning at about 12:30. And you will be able to find out the days that we will be on in the morning and on in the evening even. You can check those out on our show page. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, search for Psychic Talk Radio, and you will be able to find our show page. Also, please check out our website once more at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And see all of the great specials we have over there for private readings and where we can help you accomplish all your goals, bringing you love, light. All right. And namaste and good day to everyone.